今天早上，有的要到也门的，有的到我们去参加聚会，所以我们准时点，20分呢、就要离开这里啊，10:20。
This morning, some brothers and sisters are、going to Irvine and El Monte churches to visit, so we'll try to end on time.
到欧曼大概是30分钟内就回到。
Irvine probably takes about 30 minutes to reach.
到埃蒙迪就是没有塞车，我一说坐也是坐35分就到了。
And El Monte, if the traffic is okay, it's about 35 minutes.
那我们现在奉爵士信门上课这个。看昨天没有讲完的那个天国的七个比喻。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue with our class. Today we continue with the seven parables that we did not finish yesterday.
我盼望我们这个基督的学习啊，对贵族耶稣的一生，他所做的事，那教训给我们的，能够了解个开要。那详细的还是自己啊，从圣经去这个吸收。
This time we study the life and the doings of Jesus Christ. We only look at the various features, but we still have to study in detail at our own time.
这主耶稣的教训，我们现在讲教训，就教训当中啊，最重要的是我们以前学习过的那个钉身宝训，就最重要。
Of all the teachings that Jesus spoke of, we mentioned yesterday that the most important are the sermons on the mount.
那这个比喻，他讲很多很多的比喻啊。这个比喻当中，也会说最重要的啊，是这个那有关天国的七个比喻。
And of all the parables that he has spoken of, these seven mentioned here are very important.
啊，我们今天啊。这个信耶稣容易啊，信教会就困难。
Today it's easy perhaps to believe in Jesus, but difficult to believe in the church.
但是教会属基督的身体啊，是主耶稣的实质啊，很具体的显现啊。你就是对耶稣的教会信不过去，你说你信耶稣就是很难讲的。
However, the church is the body of Christ. It's a complete coming together of all the members of that body to form that perfectness in Christ. So, if you cannot accept the church, it will be difficult. It should be difficult for you to accept Christ.
在主耶稣的时代啊，信耶和华神容易啊，信。就是神成为人的耶稣就不容易。
For example, Judaism at the time of Jesus, it's very easy for them to believe in Yahweh, but they cannot believe in this prophet Jesus that came down from heaven. They cannot believe that.
所以在约翰第八章，主耶稣对犹太人说：“说你们的父亲是魔鬼。”
So therefore, in John 8, Jesus specifically told them that your fathers are from the Satan.
那么犹太人的反应是什么？回答是什么
？And how did the Jews respond to that?
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Please refer to John chapter 8.
44节。
John chapter 8, verse 44.
第八章44节，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的属意，你们偏要行。他从起初就杀人的，不守真道。因他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己。因他本来是说谎的，他也是说谎的，自人的父。这句话非常严重。
This is a very stern statement.
因为我们前后文看看就更清楚了。主耶稣是。来到这个世界啊，犹太人一直想要杀他。
If we look at the context of Jesus' life, we'll understand. For these Jews wanted to put Jesus to death from the beginning.
所以意思说你们的父亲是魔鬼。
Especially when Jesus told them that your fathers are from Satan.
但是他们说我们只有一个父亲就是神。
But they say we have one father and that is God.
在四十一节下半段就这样说。
In the latter part of verse 41.
他们说我们的父是真神，意思说你们的父是魔鬼。
Jesus said your father is Satan, yet they said that their father is God.
这一个很大的冲突。
This is a great contrast.
那是不是意思讲错了？就是意思讲错了，那就等于亵渎真神了。意思亵渎真神。
Suppose Jesus was wrong in his statement, then he would be considered blasphemous.
意思怎么判断说你们的父亲是魔鬼？
How did Jesus determine that their father was Satan?
因为耶稣是神成为人的，那犹太人要杀耶稣。
Because Jesus is God manifest in flesh, and these Jews want to kill Jesus the flesh.
所以在犹太人心中运行那个灵啊，是魔鬼的灵。
So therefore, the spirit that drove him to want to do that is a spirit of the Satan.
我们今天要一个锤定啊，真的是叫信徒所做的圣灵是不是耶稣的圣灵？
Today we have to have a clear understanding. The spirit that we receive today is that the spirit of Jesus.
你们家是有看过电视啊？当福音台的这个电视哈、啊，啊，他们那个有一个牧师，那个听说是印度人系统的，不是白人，啊，他差不多每天都有了，他给人按哦，一按就倒下去了。这不但是他一个人，现在相当普遍，好多牧师给人按手，啊，说要给他说圣灵或者给他一遍，那领导的时候他往后倒，因此要事先都安排人在后面给他扶走，不然的话一倒下去可能是脑震荡。
Here, in, if you just turn on the television to gospel channels, you'll often see preachers that would so-called lay hands orheal someone with their action of their hands, and the person would fall backwards, sometimes go unconscious, and people would have to catch him behind.
那种现象哦，圣经没有记载啊。神的灵临到的时候说往下倒，差不多每个人都倒下去。
That sort of phenomenon has nothing to do with the Bible.
所以圣经也告诉我们，一切的灵不要多信。
Therefore, the Bible tells us, do not believe in every spirit.
这个魔鬼，因为现在好多基督徒都醒悟过来，没有力量。
Because of Satan today, many Christians are very weak.
那所以说他们就要强调求圣灵，因此一个五旬节运动。
And some Christians then came to the realization that they have to ask for power, so you have a Pentecostal movement.
那魔鬼就借着这种机会啊。在混乱了这个信念。
And Satan used such an opportunity to disturb the church.
一直强调求信念，但是所得到的不是信念，是魔鬼的。
So as these Christians try to pursue the receiving of the Holy Spirit, some of them are disturbed and yet receive the evil spirit.
但是我们不能一概而论了，你不会随便说人家做的是这个魔鬼的。
But we cannot just, without basis, accuse people or criticize others.
但是有的的确是受了魔鬼的灵。
But some we see evidently is evil spirit that they receive.
那么假如他们所得的是神的灵啊，这个神的灵叫真理的圣灵。
If they do receive the spirit of God, this spirit is of the truth.
他不会反对我们的。
Then they will not be going against the truth that we believe in.
假如有一种人，他说他受了圣灵，但是一直反对我们。我不认定他所做的是神的灵。
If a person receives the Holy Spirit and yet continues to disagree adamantly with us, then I will not call that he has the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主了，我们真的是叫所做的灵，的确是主耶稣的圣灵。
We thank the Lord that the Spirit that we received in our church is truly the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣的教会是耶稣的身体啊，要有耶稣的灵啊，还有耶稣的道，耶稣的话。
The church is the body of Christ, so it must have the spirit of Jesus and the word or the truth of Jesus. These two points are very important.
当有耶稣的圣灵，没有耶稣的话，耶稣的真理，那也不是真教会。
Suppose you have the spirit of Jesus but not the truth of Jesus, you still cannot call that church genuine.
所以今天呢，我们不但要对主耶稣有清楚的认识，我们对教会有清楚的认识。
So today we don't just want to seek knowledge in Jesus, but we have to understand as well His church.
你假如对真理是教会没有信心，早晚你会离开真理是教会。
If you have not your faith in the true Jesus Church, one day you will leave it.
那现在我们就看马太十三章。
Now we turn back to Matthew 13.
马太十三章这七个比喻啊，另外一组就是五六七，这三个比喻是在房主里面讲的。
We continue with the seven parables. The last three, which is parables 5, 6, and 7, were spoken indoors.
第一个比喻到第四个比喻是啊，有美好的教训之外，有这个教会演变的这个历史的这个主事的。
Parables 1 through to 4 not only give us beautiful teachings for our conduct, but also has mysteries of the progress of the church.
所以这个教会最先是撒这个好种，就是使徒时代。
So the best seeds were sown during the apostolic era.
但是使徒时代以后啊，这个教会就有白纸禁日的啊，不存的道理的啊，这个不会这个真理的哲学的种种的异端啊，禁日教会。
However, after the apostolic era, things like weeds started to go into the church, like heresy, other philosophies.
那后来教会是发展。
Then the church grew rapidly.
当时还没有分罗马天主教和希腊正教没有。
Before it split into the entities of Roman Catholics and the Greek Orthodox.
这两个名称是到了1054年了，正式分裂以后才有的。
This divide only came in 1054.
前面呢，使徒教以后一直，那前面那一段都是叫做大公教会。
Before that time, it was all just called the common universal church or so-called Catholic church.、啊、
那么1054年才分的西方天主教和东方天主教。那西方天主教就罗马天主教。
And then it split into the Western Catholics and the Eastern Orthodox. Western Catholics were the Roman Catholics.、啊
那这个东方天主教就是现在的所谓希腊正教。
And the Eastern Orthodox is the Greek Orthodox of today.
那这个希腊正教一直发展到现在。
And Greek Orthodox has maintained its belief until today.
罗马天主教一直发展到现在。
Roman Catholics are the same.
但是罗马天主教在1517年在一个大分裂就入罗马天主教。
However, 1517, Martin Luther had the Great Reformation and more branches branched out from Roman Catholics.
那路东马丁在1517年出来以后啊，建设的现在一般叫做基督教 Protestant, 就是一个抗议宗、啊、就是另外一个大系统。
And the main branch that came out of Martin Luther's Reformation is the different Protestant faiths today.
那这个从路东马丁分出来这个基督教啊言论自由了，所以一直分到现在呀、啊，啊，不晓得几千派。
And the branch that Martin Luther, the Protestants, because they seek religious liberality, so they have continued to have variations, and they have thousands and thousands of denominations.
所以说，这基督教界很乱，乱的要命。
So you can say that Christianity is very chaotic at the present moment.、
啊、那这个。包括你讲啊，教会虽然长大了，好像那个芥菜籽长大了，可是魔鬼控制。那里面呢，有笑、异端呐、啊，这个罪恶了，充满。
So if you like look at the big picture, you do see the church growing like this mustard seed growing to a large tree. However, you see that there's east within the church.
可是神的教会不会永远失败的，好像这个旧约时代圣殿被破坏啊，啊，那百姓被掳巴比伦，但是不是要永远在巴比伦？
However, the true church of God will not remain on its knees, just like in the Old Testament when the Israelites were defeated and they were enslaved to Babylon.
真的七十年满了，神的就感动这个波斯王鼓励的心脏，以色列人回到耶路撒冷的重建圣殿。
When the time was up, after 70 years, God moved the king of Persia to allow them to come out of exile.
这段的历史的意义非常重要，因为 圣殿预表教会。
This factual history prefigures very importantly the church to come.
这就是说，这个教会也要经过这样的这个历史的。
That is, the church will also undergo similar historical events.
这个圣殿被毁灭了。
When the temple was destroyed,
那百姓被掳巴比伦70年。
And the Israelites were captured in Babylon for 70 years.
到所罗巴伯就是满70年的时候，所罗巴伯带头了，回来重建圣殿。
And after 70 years, it was the leadership of Zerubbabel that they rebuilt the temple.
这一表教会要经过这样子的，这个历史，就是建设被掳了，再重建。
This, these events also prefigures what the church will undergo in the future, that is, to be established, and then to be destroyed, and then to be re-established.
就圣灵预表教会。圣灵啊，预表，就以水预表圣灵，以水预表圣灵。
And this also prefigures the coming of the Holy Spirit.
我们看，雅各书第五章。
Please look at James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章的第七节
James chapter 5 verse 7
五章第七节这里谈到啊农夫要得到宝贵的出产要顶两处雨水就秋雨和春雨
Here it talks about the early and latter rains
在秋雨的时候秋雨也是叫做这个啊叫做早雨的。
The autumn rain, is also known as the early rain.
那这个春雨，叫做晚雨。
And the spring rain is also known as the latter rain.
农户要得到收成，要点获两处的雨水。
For the farmer to wait for the harvest of their crop, they have to wait for these two.Rains.
在秋雨的时候撒种。
In autumn time, they will sow the seeds.
经过冬天。
Through the winter.
春雨的时候在春天的时候再降雨来了。
And in springtime, the rain will come again.
那雨就收获了。
And it was after which harvest time.
所以农户要等候两处的雨水才有收成。
Therefore, the farmer must wait for both of these rains in order for them to harvest.
这个也是很重大的一表现。
This also is a very important prefiguration.
真正要完成他拯救人类的大功啊，要点火两处的圣灵。
God for him to complete the great plan of salvation, both of these rains must occur.
使徒时代那个秋雨啊，叫做早雨。
The rain during the apostolic era would be the early rain.
那以后因为教会堕落，圣灵离开了。
But after is because the church started to deviate from the truth and the Holy Spirit departed.
但是到了这个末后，也是在临前，要再降圣灵来。
However, in the last days before Jesus comes again, the Holy Spirit will redescend.
请看约珥书第二章。
Please look at Joel.
约珥书第二章。
Chapter 2.
约珥书第二章的22节
Joel chapter 2 verse 22
22节说西安的民啊你们要快乐啊，为耶和华你们的神欢喜因为他赐给你们后雨的秋雨为你们降降甘霖就是秋雨春雨和先前一样这个西安是指说这个教会就西安山了
Here, Zion represents the church.
教他们要快乐，为什么要快乐呢？因为真神啊，像以前一样，要再降这个春雨给你们的。
Telling the people of Zion or the people of church to be joyful because God will have the rains for them.
所以这个圣灵离开啊，在主耶稣再临前再降圣灵来，这个不是偶然的。
So therefore, after the Holy Spirit departs and then the Holy Spirit comes back. This is not just out of coincidence.
耶稣降生在伯利恒不是偶然的, 这个是遭遇啊。
Just like Jesus being born in Bethlehem, this did not just happen, this came out of prophecy.
那这个教会啊,的这个诉请,这个很重要的,有很多圣经的预言,难预表。
The whole life of Jesus was prophetically described so as the history of the church.
所以我们要清楚这一点,所以这个时候到了,这个时候才降圣灵来,这个是神的计划。
So we have to understand that only until this time the Holy Spirit comes, this is out of God's plan.
在这个马太福音13章,
Matthew 13.
马太福音13章第五个比喻啊, 就是找到宝贝了。The
fifth parable from Matthew 13 is finding the hidden treasure.
什么是宝贝?
What are treasures?
什么做宝贝? 保罗说什么是珠宝?
What did Paul deem as treasure?
啊, 什么是珠宝?
What did Paul think as the greatest treasure? What do you think as the greatest treasure?
在腓立比3章第8节, 保罗说,我看世界如粪土,以耶稣为珠宝。
In Philippians chapter 3, Paul describes this world as refuse and called Jesus as the greatest treasure.
这就宝贝就耶稣的圣灵降到地上来。
This treasure is the Holy Spirit of Jesus coming to this earth.
到这个末世,耶稣还要降圣灵来。
In the last days, God will descend His Holy Spirit again.
不但这样子, 要找到啊, 给那些寻找的人找到一颗重价的珠宝, 珍珠啊。
And so that people will find this most 就, precious pearl.
就珠珠一表这个真理了。
And this pearl can be, can represent the truth.
那我一 一颗一粒啊, 这个特别是一粒是到底是有什么含义?
What is the meaning of just one great pearl?
请看犹大书第三章, 第三节。
Please look at Jude verse 3.
犹大书, 第三节。
Jude verse 3.
第三节这里有记载说, 要为从前一次, 交付信徒的真道，竭力争辩。这个道理呀，一族一信一喜。这个道理是一种。This
truth is likened to one faith, one Lord, one baptism. It is of one unique kind.
保罗他们所传的道理呀，都是一样的。The
gospel that Paul preached is has always been the same.
他们当时的洗礼是一样的一种。 不是很多种,
in their time, their baptism was only one kind.
那一种真理是耶稣教徒属徒出去传扬。
And those kind comes from what Jesus entrusted to the disciples, and the disciples exactly did likewise.
他们都是传一样的道理。
They maintain the sameness of the gospel.
那种都就得 真理啊,好像一颗珠珠一样,重价的珠珠。
And that specific word of salvation they preach is just like that one fine pearl.
所以这个在末世不但那事情里还要显明这个都就得唯一的那个真理。So
in the last days, this only, the only gospel of salvation will be revealed to the world.
我们今天所传的道理就是和使徒们传的一样。
Today, the gospel that we preach is the same as that of the apostles.
请看阿摩书书第九章。
Please refer to Amos chapter 9.
阿摩书书第九章。
Amos chapter 9.
十一节。
Verse
11. 第九章十一节, 这里是谈到啊, 要把这个大卫倒塌的帐幕再重建起来。 就大卫 倒塌的帐幕是指说所罗门所建造的那个圣殿的，因为那个圣殿的材料是大卫预备的，所以叫做大卫的这个帐幕。Here
it talks about re-erecting the tabernacle of David, which is talking about the temple that was once destroyed.
但是那个圣殿就后来因为君王和百姓犯罪就被烧掉。And
of course this so-called tabernacle was burnt because of the people's disbelief. unbelief.
那满了七十年才重建起来。
Only after 70 years it was re-erected.
那重建起来像古时一样。
And it will be re-erected in the same way as before.
在一样的那个根基上建立了。
It will be built upon the same foundations.
所以我们今天复兴这个四顶的圣殿真教会，我们所传的道理要和使徒时代一样。
So today, if we're to restore the apostolic times into today, we have to preach exactly what the apostles preached.
那这个有圣灵、有真理的教会，这个就是真教会。
And only a church with the truth and the Spirit will be the true church.
不但有圣灵，一定要有真理，这两个。
Not only the Holy Spirit, but as well the truth.
那么他们所做的教授是圣灵，应该会明白真理。
And if they truly receive the Holy Spirit of God, they will understand the truth.
但是你看现在的五旬节会，他们传什么道理？
But if we look at the Pentecost today, what do they preach?
很多很多还是所行其事。我只提一点。
Just one difference is that they still keep to Sunday.
这个行其事，这个是天主教啊，会去安息日教人所行其事来的，从天主教来的。
This Sunday worship comes from the Roman Catholic officially eradicating Saturday as Sabbath and worshiping on Sunday.
那个不是真理。
This is not truth.
那么他教授所做的是圣灵啊，虽然一时不明白，应该慢慢的会明白。
So what they receive, the Pentecost, that is Holy Spirit, even if they don't understand now, eventually they will if they have the Spirit.
所以所行其事不是所真理。
So to worship but on Sunday is not keeping to the truth.
这个是所天主教的遗传。
This is simply keeping to Roman Catholic customs.
但谈这一点呢、啊，我们要看出，所以五旬教会很多，所以圣灵教会没有真理。
We have to look upon such detail to see that even these Pentecost they do not have the truth.
他们受洗礼好多还是奉父主圣灵那边。
When they baptize, they still go according to in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
不过现在有一个五旬节系统的教会啊，叫 UPC 啊，联合五旬节会。这个五旬节会啊，道理就和我们比较接近。
But there's a group within the Pentecost called so-called United Pentecosts. They are closer in truth to what we believe in.
他们相信耶稣是独一神。
They believe that Jesus is one true God.
所以他们洗礼奉耶稣的名。
Therefore, when they baptize in the name of Jesus.
这个教会的好多牧师啊，有去过我们台湾参观过。
Many of the pastors from this particular faith have visited our church in Taiwan.
一直到现在都有联络。那里边有一个牧师啊，已经在他的教会啊所安息日。
And we have maintained contact over the years, and one of their pastors. He has already instituted Sabbath worship into his church.
那洗礼不但奉耶稣的名，和我们真的是教一样，连相像。
And not only to baptize in the name of Jesus, but they have modified their baptism to have face bowed down.
他们听了以后会领受的，会顺服的。
After they heard our truth, they did submit to it over time.
现在这个五旬聚会的系统啊，最多信徒的教派是神召会的。
Now, in the mainstream of Pentecost, the greatest, the biggest group is the Assembly of God.
这个信徒数最多，信徒数最多在五旬节这个教派。
They are greatest in population amongst the Pentecost.
但是他们现在好像台北五旬节、五旬街的那边的有一间呐、啊，他们这个聚会的时候不讲灵言，他说不好看。
But a group of Pentecost in Taiwan, they will pray without speaking in tongues because they feel that's not pleasant for others to see.
但是他们另外有时间去祷告求圣灵啊，也是说谎言的。
But when they go on their own behind closed doors, they still pray in their receiving a Holy Spirit.
他们好多还是说圣诞节的。
Many of them still keep to.Observing or celebrating Christmas.
这个真教会两个绝对的条件。
So there are two absolute requirements for the true church.
要有圣灵再来，要有真理，这两个是绝对性的。
This is absolute in that the church must have the Holy Spirit and the truth.
这个神迹其实这个既然你所传的颈椎一定有神迹，就是随着的，这个是随着的。
And if you talk about the third thing, which is the following of signs and miracles, that is just a following
所以在这个末世啊，要找到宝贝，还找到那个一颗啊，重价的珠子，就是路书来所传的真理。
So in these latter days, for you to find this one fine pearl, one precious pearl, this is the one unique.
那么这个有降临有真理的真教会要去撒网了，做世界传道。
And the third parable, the last parable goes as this one true church will have to throw out its nets to preach.
那这个撒网的工作已经完毕了，就拉上岸了，啊，把好的收起来，坏的丢啊，就是耶稣带领四旬审判。
And of course, as the net is drawn up from the lake, and the fish is separated, good and bad, and the bad is thrown away, this is of course Jesus' second coming and judgment.
我们对教会啊，这个有认识，知道这个是真的，这个得救的，就救人的教会啊。我们才甘愿了投注了，不然的话，谁还想要投注呢
？It is only when we have a full, complete faith in that this church is a church of salvation, can we dare to invest our whole life and believe into it.
说起来，我们有好多青年爱主的心是有了，但是说起来，对教会啊，对主耶稣还没有很真实的、很这个清楚的认识。
I can say that many brothers and sisters, they have a true zeal and love for for God, for church, but they're still limited in their understanding of God and the church.
所以心还是在世界。
So their heart may be still of the world.
还不愿意说为了这个这么宝贵的能够救人灵魂的这个大事业来把自己献上。
That they are still not prepared to completely offer themselves to this one great only salvation.
好，那这七个比喻我就扼要地讲到这里。
I will finish the material on these seven parables here.
就后面这三个比喻啊，就是主说我们在这个末世，真是呢降圣灵来，那要给我就显明这个得救的真理啊，那是做世界传道啊，那完成主救人的大功了。
So these three last parables tell us that in the latter days, the treasure will be brought, that is the truth, and that truth will become like a one fine pearl, and afterwards the net will be thrown out by the true church in order to gather in the fish that will be separated through judgment.
现在看 D, 啊, D, 得救要道。
Now we look at the requirements of salvation.
那主耶稣对这个得救的要道是怎么样的？在福音书主说我们。
The gospel of salvation, how did Jesus taught us through these gospel books?
现在我们传这个得救的道理，要最要讲根据主耶稣的指示。
Now, as we preach the gospel of salvation, we have to be very, we have to emphasize on what we get in terms of revelation from God Himself.
根据主耶稣的教训，第一要相信耶稣做基督的。他注解说：“你们不信我是基督，你们要死掉。”
According to the Bible, according to Jesus, first you have to believe in Christ.
在约翰十四章第六节，耶稣说：“我是道路啊，没有借着我不能到父那里去。”这个是绝对性的。
In John 14, Jesus was very clear in saying, "I am the way; no one gets to the Father except through me." Some people say when you scale a mountain, you don't have to follow any roads. You can go any direction and still get up there.
很可能，这个山很可能是这样子。但是天国只有一个天梯啊，没有两个天梯啊。
But the kingdom of heaven is not like such a mountain. There's only one way up.
所以没有信耶稣做基督、做救主，不管他是什么教啊，绝对不能上天国的。
So those that do not believe that Jesus is the only Savior.No matter what religion he believes in, he will not get to heaven.
第二要悔改罪过。
Second is to repent of past sins.
第三呢，领受浸礼。
Third, to receive water baptism.
马可十六章十六节，主耶稣将要升天的时候，他这样说。
In Mark 16:16, just before Jesus ascended,
信而受洗的必然得救。
Those who believe and are baptized will be saved.
信、受洗、得救，所以你要得救，你一定要相信信，还要受洗。
To believe, baptize, and to be saved. So you can see that believe must go through baptism in order to be saved.
主耶稣也告诉尼哥底母，我实在告诉你，人不从水先
Jesus once told Nicodemus that without being reborn of the water and of the Spirit, no one sees the kingdom of God. Why do you have to receive water baptism when Paul commanded Ananias to be baptized? He talked about washing away your sins through baptism. The Baptists they emphasize the fact of full immersion. It's because the Baptists emphasize full immersion, that's why they call themselves the Baptists. But very wonderfully that Baptists don't believe that baptism can wash away sins. Their precepts are like this. One time when I was with a pastor, Joe, this pastor Joe is a very famous Baptist pastor in Taiwan. I asked him that if you do not believe that water baptism has any power to remit sins, then why do you have to emphasize full immersion?
宗牧师对原文很有研究的，我就请教他说，使徒三第二章38、使徒二十二章16节，那里都记载洗礼要赎罪得赦，那原文是怎么样？他说原文就这样。And
since I know that Pastor Joe is very learned in the Greek text, so I asked him that the recordings in Acts chapter 2 verse 38 and Acts chapter 22 verse 16 has talk about this directly. So what does the Greek say? He says it says as the same as in the text that you read. So if those verses tell us that water baptism has the power to remit sins, though, why do you deny that? He said, we're wrong. So I asked him, if you think you're wrong, why don't you change? He did not respond to that. But he made a gesture with his hands, which I will not share with you. Today when we preach the word, the gospel of salvation, we have to go according to the truth. Do you believe that water baptism will wash away your sins? Many baptisms in the True Jesus Church have resulted in many miracles and wonders. It's quite common for members to see that the baptismal water was turned into red. There was an incident in the mountain Alisan in Taiwan, and the church there's one member there that was paralyzed from the waist down, and he was carried into his baptism. He cannot kneel, but after coming out of baptism, he walked out of the water by himself, just with someone holding onto his hand. So this clearly is evidence that the baptism of the True Jesus Church has the power to wash away sins. That miracle is just a testimony to that truth. So today, when we preach the gospel, we have to preach the same as that of the apostles. So if you preach this gospel of salvation, then you must be accurate, or else you will not result in people's salvation. So Jesus said you must believe in the Christ, you must repent of your past sins, and you must receive water baptism. Let's pray together, asking God to help us.